জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি, গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারি, গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারি, যশোদা নন্দন ব্রজজন রঞ্জন, যশোদা নন্দন ব্রজজন রঞ্জন, যমুনা তীরা বনচারী, যমুনা তীরা বনচারী, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি, গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারি, জয় গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারি, যশোদা নন্দন ব্রজজন রঞ্জন, যশোদা নন্দন ব্রজজন রঞ্জন, যমুনা তীরা বনচারি, যমুনা তীরা বনচারি, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি,
জয়ং বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজকাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শত শ্রী শ্রীমদ অভয় চরণারবিন্দ ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী প্রভুপাদ কি জয়। ইসকন ফাউন্ডার আচার্য হিজ ডিভাইন গ্রেস শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ কি জয়। শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ ডিভাইন অ্যাপিয়ারেন্স ডে সেলিব্রেশন কি জয়। শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ ব্যাস পূজা মহামহোৎসব কি। জয়ং বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজকাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শত শ্রী শ্রীমদ ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর কি জয়। অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণব বৃন্দ কি জয়। নামাচার্য শিল হরিদাস ঠাকুর কি জয়। প্রেম সে কহ শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাশাদি গৌর ভক্ত বৃন্দ কি জয়। শ্রী শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ গো গোপীনাথ শ্যাম কুণ্ড রাধা কুণ্ড গিরি গোবর্ধন কি জয়। শ্রী বৃন্দাবন ধাম কি জয়। শ্রী মথুরা ধাম কি জয়। শ্রী জগন্নাথ পুরি ধাম কি জয়। শ্রী মায়াপুর নবদ্বীপ ধাম কি জয়। গঙ্গা মাই কি জয়। যমুনা মাই কি জয়। ভক্তি দেবী কি জয়। তুলসী মহারানী কি জয়। হরিনাম সংকীর্তন কি জয়। শিল প্রপাত ব্যাস পূজা মহোৎসব কি জয়। গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরি হরি বল। অল গ্লোরিজ টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিজ। অল গ্লোরিজ টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিজ। অল গ্লোরিজ টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিজ। অল গ্লোরিজ টু শ্রী গুরু অ্যান্ড শ্রী গৌরাঙ্গ। অল গ্লোরিজ টু শিল প্রপাত। নমো ওং বিষ্ণুপদায় কৃষ্ণপৃষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামী নীতি নামিনে নমস্তে সরস্বতী দেবে গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণে নির্বিশেষ শূন্যবাদী পাশ্চাত্যাদিশুতারিণে। শিল প্রপাদ কি। শিল প্রপাদ ব্যাস পূজা মহোৎসব কি। সো টুডে ইজ Srila Prabhupada's Divine Appearance Day. In 1896, on this very day, the day of Nandotsav, when after Krishna's appearance in Janmashtami, Nanda Maharaj was celebrating Krishna's appearance day the next day, on that very auspicious day, Srila Prabhupada appeared on this planet. Srila Prabhupada is not an ordinary living entity. I would say that Srila Prabhupada is not also just a pure devotee of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada is a very, very special personality in Krishna's pastimes, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. When some devotee asked Srila Prabhupada what was his spiritual identity, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, "If I tell you, then you'll faint." So that is how exalted Srila Prabhupada's spiritual identity is. We do not actually know who Srila Prabhupada is in Krishna's pastimes, who Srila Prabhupada is in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. But one thing is very clear, that Srila Prabhupada came to fulfill the prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give something extremely unusual, absolutely unusual. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give Krishna Prem. Now this Krishna Prem, the love of Krishna, love for Krishna in the mood of the gopis in Vrindavan, is so rare that even in normal condition Brahma doesn't get that. Lord Shiva doesn't get that. Even Lakshmi Devi doesn't get that, this Krishna prem. Brahmado durlabho prem shabakare jache. This prem is rare even for Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, even for Lakshmi Devi, who is the eternal consort of Krishna in the spiritual sky. That's why Rupa Goswami identified Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that this must be Krishna himself. Otherwise, who can distribute this Krishna prem? Therefore, he offered his prayer to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahavadannaya. Krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gaurattishe namaha. So this personality who is distributing Krishna prem, Krishna prema pradayate, who can this personality be other than Krishna himself? Who can distribute this Krishna prem? Brahma cannot distribute this Krishna prem. Lord Shiva cannot distribute this Krishna prem in this way. Lakshmi Devi cannot give this Krishna prem. Narayan cannot give Krishna prem. Even Vasudev Krishna cannot give this Krishna prem. So this must be Krishna himself, Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, the Brajendra Nandan Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually came to distribute that. Aradha Bhagavan, Brajeshwatanai, Staddhama Vrindavanam, Ramma Kachi Dupashana, Brajabudhu Bhargena Jakalpita. The way the gopis of Vrindavan worship Krishna, that is the highest form of worship. That is the highest spiritual relationship. There cannot be anything superior to that. So that is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. Anarpito charin chirat korunayavatirna kalo. Krishna appeared in the age of Kali in order to distribute something that he never ever given before. Never given before means for a long, long time, chirat. For a long, long time he didn't give. He gave once before, that was 8.64 billion years ago. In the other day of Brahma. So Krishna came to distribute that. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered to be the most munificent manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed this Krishna prem only in the land of India. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made a prediction that this Krishna consciousness movement will spread all over the world. Although he spread it only throughout the land of India, but he made a prediction that this movement would spread all over the world. All over the world. In every town and village. Now that is an impossible prediction. How in this very degraded age, when most of the people become atheistic, when people do not have any inclination for spiritual life, any inclination for religious activities, when people have become so degraded, so atheistic, how will this very pure love of Godhead spread all over the world in every town and village? It is actually an impossible prediction. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that that's what will happen. And an interesting thing to note also is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dham disappeared practically. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings became completely covered over by the apasampradaya's apasiddhanta. The distorted presentation, which was a very, very degraded, very gross, materialistic, very abominable kinds of presentation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, completely covered over Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental teachings. In the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, all kinds of abominable activities were going on. In simple words, one can say that in the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the activities to break the four regulative principles were going on. So that is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings got completely covered. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dham also disappeared. And then we see extremely brilliant personality appeared, and that is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He revived Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings from the graveyards of Apasampradayas. And he gave a very definite structure how this movement, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings will be propagated. He himself started to propagate, but he could not do that so effectively because he was involved as a very important government service, and eventually he became old apparently. Therefore he prayed to Lord Jagannath when he was the deputy magistrate of Jagannath Puri. And as a result of his prayer, Jagannath Dev sent him an able assistant, and a brilliant personality appeared as his son, and that is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur literally smashed these Apasiddhantas that was covering over Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divine teachings. And therefore in our prayer to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur we say, Rupanuga Viruddha Apasiddhanta Dhanta Harine. He came to smash the Apasiddhanta that was detrimental to Rupa Goswami's presentation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. Rupanuga Viruddha. Viruddha means opposed. And Apasiddhanta. Siddhanta is the conclusion. And Apasiddhanta means that is completely detrimental to the Siddhanta, but yet it is presented like the Siddhanta. These Sahajiyas, these Apasampradayas, there are 13 Apasampradayas, like Aul, Baul, Lara, Leri, Karta Bhaja, Shai, Sahajiya, Sokhi Bheki, Churadhari, Gaur Nagari, Jati Goshai. So these are the Apasampradayas. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came to Apasiddhanta Dhanta Harine, to destroy, completely destroy these Apasiddhantas, completely remove these Apasiddhantas, and allow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pure teachings in the line of Rupa Goswami's conclusion become manifest once again. Bhaktivinoda Thakur came and did two things. He established Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pure teachings, and he discovered Navadvip Dham, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace and his place of his transcendental pastimes. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came and established Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's teachings, of pure teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur established an institution which was not really prevalent prior to his time. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave the blueprint in the form of Namhat, but Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur implemented that structure, the blueprint that Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave in the form of Gaudiya Math. And during his time, Krishna consciousness movement was spreading all over India the most effective way. During his time, there were 64 temples all over India established by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Even today, we actually do not, ISKCON doesn't have 64 temples in India. So we can see how effectively though he established Krishna consciousness movement during his time. Although communication was not very effective those days, transportation was not very effective. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur established such a massive movement during his time. And he attracted the most exalted personalities of his time. Brilliant scholars, exalted business people, exalted government officials, intellectuals, poets became attracted by his teachings. And during his time, Krishna consciousness movement was most brilliantly established in the land of India, and he wanted to spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world. And so he sent some of his qualified disciples abroad. And as you all know, when he met Srila Prabhupada in 1922, his first instruction to Srila Prabhupada was that an intelligent man like you, educated intelligent man like you, should take up the responsibility of spreading Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings all over the world. And Srila Prabhupada took that instruction to his heart. So much so that, although Srila Prabhupada was only 26 years old, a person situated in household life, very successful person, he was the manager of a pharmaceutical institution, pharmaceutical company, one of the first pharmaceutical companies in India. He had a very, very coveted job, a very, very exalted material situation. But Srila Prabhupada resigned after his meeting with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Because Srila Prabhupada wanted to commit himself completely to fulfill the instruction of his spiritual master. In this way, Srila Prabhupada, right after his first meeting with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he committed himself. Now this is also another indication that Srila Prabhupada was not an ordinary personality. As soon as he met with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his spiritual master, his life was completely committed to Krishna's Krishna conscious activities, to spread Krishna consciousness. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave the structure of an institution. He created an institution because he knew to continue this propagation of Krishna consciousness, an institution is of absolute importance. When a very exalted personality comes with his own spiritual potency, he makes all kinds of wonderful things to happen. But after he leaves, there is a possibility, there is a natural possibility that that his establishment, his teachings will face a great calamity. And probably it would stop. We notice that. Some personalities come, spiritual personalities establish a very, very powerful he teaches, he attracts many people, and he establishes a very large congregation. But then when he leaves, it just falls apart. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur could foresee the need of an institution which would continue his mission. And he very emphatically told his followers, leading followers, to continue the mission and collect and to uphold, to maintain that institution. He suggested that they collectively manage the institution. But unfortunately, soon after Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disappearance, many of his leading followers could not understand that how a spiritual institution can be maintained by a group of managers. And there was a There was a disagreement among the leading disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And they, one group decided to have an acharya to head the institution, because that is the normal custom. That had been the normal standard in India. A great personality, spiritual personality, would appoint a successor, and the successor would carry on his mission. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur warned his disciples not to do that. He emphatically told them, don't appoint an acharya. Just manage the society to the governing, to the collective body of the governing body, commissioners. But unfortunately, they couldn't understand the importance of that instruction. And a group decided that there's a need for an acharya in a spiritual institution. They appointed an acharya, and eventually that acharya fell down. And when the acharya fell down, the whole structure collapsed. And in this way, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's institution disintegrated, fell apart. Then Srila Prabhupada came, and Srila Prabhupada, from the ruins of Gaudiya Math, he revived the spirit of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he established the institution of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Srila Prabhupada understood Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's objectives. And he also recognized that the importance of an institution. So the first thing Srila Prabhupada did was to set up an institution. So when he came to America, he got a few young boys and girls came forward to help him in his mission. The first thing Srila Prabhupada did was to establish an institution. And it's very prophetic the way Srila Prabhupada named it. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Two factors are very unusual here. One is international and the other is Krishna Consciousness. Srila Prabhupada started in a small little storefront in 26 Second Avenue. He had just a handful of followers. He did not really have much of a financial resources. But at that time, when he established the institution, he named it as an international society. That shows Srila Prabhupada's vision. His vision was so broad and so far-sighted that he was actually planning, right at that time, an international society. And he named it as the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Some of Prabhupada's disciples at that time questioned, Krishna Consciousness, who will understand Krishna Consciousness? Rather call it God Consciousness, International Society for God Consciousness. But Prabhupada's response was, no, Krishna Consciousness, because Krishna is God, and I have come here to teach people that Krishna is God. That's my mission. People speak about God, but they do not have any understanding of God. Who is God? No understanding whatsoever. But Srila Prabhupada came to give people, give this world, the correct understanding of who God is. And Krishna is God. So Srila Prabhupada came to teach this world about that Krishna is God. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. And then we can see, like within a very short span of 10 years' time, Srila Prabhupada spread this movement all over the world. Now, how did it happen? Did it happen just by chance? Yes, only the fools will think that it happened by chance. But those who have
intelligence, those who have some power to see, will understand that it happened by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divine arrangement. Otherwise, such a thing can never happen. Srila Prabhupada himself used to say that people are so enamored by miracles, they want to see miracles. Let anyone perform this miracle. Spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. This is the greatest miracle. People are enchanted, people are enamored by somebody create some ash out of nothing, somebody creates some cash out of nothing. They get very, very impressed with that. But spreading Krishna consciousness in this atheistic world, in such a way, in such magnitude, this is actually the greatest miracle. Never ever in the history, the religious history of the world, such a thing has ever happened. Never did it happen. It took Christianity almost 500 years to have some credibility. It's only when Constantine took up the mission to spread Krishna consciousness, to spread the teachings of Jesus, Christianity got some credibility. Otherwise, the Christians were being persecuted by the Romans and others. They were living in catacombs. They were thrown in the mouth of the lions. That is how Christians were treated in those days, early days. It took 400-500 years to have some credibility and start to become established. Islam also, it took almost 1,000 years to get established. But this Krishna consciousness movement, within just 10 years' time, it spread all over the world. And what kind of people it attracted? The most intelligent class of people that were attracted to this movement. So, it's obviously the greatest miracle that has ever happened in this world. So from that we can understand that Srila Prabhupada is a personality who had been sent specifically by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these three personalities are undoubtedly Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's plan to establish Krishna consciousness in today's world. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada also very emphatically told his followers, to manage the society collectively through a GBC body, just as his spiritual master told his disciples. And Srila Prabhupada even told us that don't make the same mistake that my god brothers made after my Guru Maharaj's disappearance. Manage the society collectively. And Srila Prabhupada emphatically pointed out that the GBC is the ultimate managing authority. This collective body is going to manage the society. Srila Prabhupada structured this movement in such a way that if we just follow this, follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions and the structure, this movement is going to spread all over the world without any doubt. Nothing can actually stop this movement. What is hindering the progress of this movement is our lack of understanding Srila Prabhupada's instructions and acting accordingly. That is what is actually stifling the progress of the movement. But the good thing is that, yes, we are making mistakes, but we are learning from the mistakes. We are still following Srila Prabhupada's instructions in our stumbling way. It is happening. This movement is still together because the GBC is still in place. The concept of collective management. To speak about Acharya and the damage that it causes due to their fall down, we have seen. So many gurus in ISKCON has deviated from Krishna consciousness. But ISKCON hasn't been affected. by that. Has been affected to some way, as I said, it is due to our inability to understand Srila Prabhupada's instructions properly and acting according to those instructions. Srila Prabhupada was emphatic about one point. Srila Prabhupada was very emphatic about two things about ISKCON, about the structure of ISKCON. His position as the founder acharya and the GBC, the ultimate managing authority. Now Srila Prabhupada was so humble. Srila Prabhupada didn't want any credit. Whenever somebody gave him some credit, Prabhupada simply passed it on to his spiritual master and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have seen many people telling Srila Prabhupada that, oh, you have done something so amazing. You have done something even greater than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread Krishna consciousness all over India, but you spread it all over the world. But Prabhupada's immediate response used to be that I haven't done anything. It's all due to my spiritual master's mercy. It is my spiritual master and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that did everything. And they're simply giving me the credit for that. So that is how humble a disposition Srila Prabhupada always maintained. But then we find it is a little unusual for Prabhupada to be so emphatic about his position as the founder acharya of ISKCON. He was absolutely emphatic about that. So emphatic that he even went to the extent of telling that whenever the name ISKCON comes, wherever this name ISKCON comes, there must be his name as the founder acharya. Whether it's on a letterhead, whether it's in a visiting card, whether it's in a plaque in front of the ISKCON property, wherever Srila Prabhupada's name is mentioned, ISKCON's name is mentioned, Prabhupada gave a very clear instruction that his name underneath as the founder acharya must be there. And we are following that. Why Srila Prabhupada was so emphatic? Because not that Srila Prabhupada wanted his glorification. Prabhupada wanted some glorification and aggrandizement for himself. Srila Prabhupada was concerned about the integrity of this institution of ISKCON. Prabhupada knew that in order to keep the society of ISKCON together, his position as the founder acharya must be properly established. Because an institution must be centered around a personality. Like we see Christianity, who is it centered around? Jesus Christ. Although Christianity may have fragmented in many parts, many branches, but they all follow Jesus. Jesus is the center of Christianity. Islam, Muhammad is the center. Even when we see different sampradayas in India in the recent age, we see Ramanuja Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, Ramanuja Charya is the center because he revived the teachings of Sri Sampradaya. There, so much so that it is the Sampradaya is known after him. Ramanuja Sampradaya, Madhva Sampradaya, Nimbarka Sampradaya, Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, centered around the personality. So a great personality comes and establishes the sampradaya or the teachings, and he becomes the sampradaya acharya, and the sampradaya is identified after his teachings, after his accomplishments. So it's very important for us to establish Srila Prabhupada or recognize Srila Prabhupada's position as the founder acharya of ISKCON. And the GBCs have recognized, and in this spirit they passed a resolution that Srila Prabhupada is the founder, not only the founder, he is the acharya of the movement, ISKCON. What does it mean? The acharya means a guru. And Srila Prabhupada is the guru for all the devotees of ISKCON for all time. That's what Srila Prabhupada will always remain. And there will be other gurus. There will be other Shiksha Gurus and Diksha Gurus. But what will be their function? Their function will be to link their followers, their students, to Srila Prabhupada. And in this way, Srila Prabhupada will have an absolute position as the founder acharya of ISKCON for all time. As long as ISKCON will be there, Srila Prabhupada will remain the founder acharya of ISKCON. Another point is the collective management through the GBC. Individually, we may deviate, we may fall. But this concept will never fail. The concept of GBC will not be affected. Individuals may come and go, but this collective system of management will be established, will uphold the institution, no matter what happens to us individually. So, Srila Prabhupada is a pure devotee of Krishna who came to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction, in order to fulfill Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction, and to continue the mission, like Srila Prabhupada spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, but not in every town and village as yet. Now how will that happen? That will happen through his institution of ISKCON. And through this ISKCON, in this ISKCON institution, Srila Prabhupada is still present. Srila Prabhupada is still present. Srila Prabhupada's Vopu may have disappeared from our vision, but Srila Prabhupada's Vani, in a very tangible way, is present, not only in his books, but also in this institution of ISKCON. That is why it is very important that we try our best, we try our level best to keep this institution together. Because if this institution falls apart, who will come again to create another institution? In this line, in this respect, I would say Srila Prabhupada is the personality. Srila Prabhupada has done that most effectively. He created the institution, he structured it in a most brilliant way, and he wrote his books as the basis, as the foundation of that institution. How do we remain in this institution? By following the instructions that Srila Prabhupada gave in his books. There is no room for any speculation or any deviation. Srila Prabhupada's words are very clearly there. And Srila Prabhupada's structure of management is holding this institution together. Very systematic arrangement. The GBC body, the GBC secretaries, the temple presidents, the departmental heads. And in this way, a very clear structure has been given by Srila Prabhupada. Now we simply have to follow that structure, and we should be very careful not to bring in any element that may affect that structure. And in order to do that, we must be very, very clear that Srila Prabhupada is the founder acharya of this institution, Srila Prabhupada is the spiritual master, and everyone in ISKCON must line himself up to Srila Prabhupada's teachings and mold his life according to Srila Prabhupada's instructions. Jai Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadhish Ki Jai. Jai Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani Ki Jai. Jai Sri Sri Gornithai Ki Jai. Well, we can, when it comes to speaking about Srila Prabhupada, we can go on and on and on. Today the whole day will be there to discuss the glories of Srila Prabhupada, and many other very exalted devotees will also speak on Srila Prabhupada. So I'll stop now. Thank you all very much.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada. While they're preparing for Prabhupada's Abhishek, maybe we can invite some questions, if anyone has any question. Yes, yeah. Yeah, thank you. Well, as I mentioned that, yes, we are making many mistakes, and it's a good sign though that we're learning from the mistakes. And I'm confident that with time, we will find out, we'll set up the right structure, as long as our intentions are pure. And I am quite confident that the leading devotees of ISKCON are very committed, loyal followers of Srila Prabhupada. They're trying to serve His divine grace to the best of their ability. And things will happen gradually. Like, for example, now Mother Malati is a GBC. Previously, there was no GBC, women in the GBC. But now at least Mother Malati is there, and she is doing an excellent job. She commands a lot of respect in the body. And in a similar capacity, other ladies are also coming up. Rukmini is a member of the Mayapur Development Committee, which is actually a very important aspect of the GBC body. And in this way, we are learning, and we are trying to, the GBC is trying to rectify their mistakes and try to set the right standard for the benefit of the movement. It may take time, but it will happen. And I can assure you there are so many good signs are everywhere that this movement is moving in the right direction. And you see, Prabhupada himself said that after an acharya leaves the planet, there is bound to be crisis. So an acharya like Srila Prabhupada left the planet, how can we expect that there won't be any crisis? We are facing so many crises. But because of our loyalty to Srila Prabhupada, because of sincere desire to serve His divine lotus feet, we are seeing like we are overcoming those difficulties. And one after another difficulty is coming, but as you overcome the difficulty, the movement actually becomes stronger. Stronger and wiser. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Yes, you have a question?
Yes, thank you. I have a question about the Diksha Gurus of ISKCON.
Jai Srila Prabhupada. So, that's a very wonderful question, a very wonderful point. But maybe I'll try to deal with that later on, because now we are going to start the Abhishek for Srila Prabhupada. In simple words, I can say that a lot of discussion is going on about this, because this is something that Prabhupada didn't really say very much about. But recently means last year, we had a meeting in London. There were about 12, 13 GBC members were present, and many other senior devotees were present. And the topic of discussion was, where does the loyalty of the devotees lie? And it was resolved that the first line of loyalty is to Srila Prabhupada. Then the authority structure that Srila Prabhupada gave, GBC temple president, and then the guru. And the guru's business is to link the disciples to Srila Prabhupada through the structure. Thank you, Hare Krishna. We can discuss later sometime. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. So we'll have the Abhishek of Srila Prabhupada's deity form. Everybody, we should start kirtan, and everybody will get a chance to bathe. As soon as the bathing is over, we'll start with the Prabhupada homages. So I want especially the Srila Prabhupada disciples to stay. Don't disappear. I'll call on you individually, and especially some ladies, please be prepared to say a few words. Hare Krishna. So somebody start kirtan, please. Hare Krishna.